SBS Radio.
The Koori Heritage Trust is launching a new program, curated digital platform for First Nations people to be heard. Tell us about this program.
As with every other organisation, we've had to close our doors to the public. But to actually keep ourselves engaged and connected to our supporters and especially to our community, we've developed an online digital platform called KHT Online. We've created a new program called KHT Voices, which is very much about collecting the voices of our First Nations community and what we're experiencing and going through at the moment in during this time of the COVID-19 pandemic. Obviously, a lot of the information that is coming out, a lot of the voices that we're hearing is from the non-Indigenous community, and this is our way of actually capturing our own community voice.
You've heard already the first voices heard. Tell us about how they're coming forward and how you're choosing them.
We're actually just putting out a broad expression of interest to any First Nation people out there who would be interested in writing for our webpage. We, like I said, it is capturing the voice, and it's every voice that we're trying to capture. So you don't need to be an author. It doesn't need to be an actual piece of writing. It could be a recording. We're also doing interviews that we want to put online as well. If people want to write a poem as their response to what they're going through, it's just trying to capture that voice from our own people.
Do they have to be based in Melbourne necessarily, or they can be from anywhere in Australia?
We've started with Victoria, but we're also looking national.
Yeah.
And we're also actually looking international as well. So we've already commissioned some writers from New Zealand, Maori writers, to actually provide some essays for the website.
Yeah.
We also have contacts in Canada and North America. So we're looking at that global voice, but obviously through capturing the voice of our Victorian Aboriginal communities as well.
Yeah, you've had to actually cancel a major event because of this pandemic. Will that still be go ahead?
It's a photography exhibition before for female artists. Instead of actually having a proper launch as we normally do and then people come in, we've actually hung the exhibition, we've filmed the exhibition, and we'll actually put it up as a virtual exhibition on this same platform as well. So people can actually see the exhibition online. We will also roll out a series of public programming events around it, including, again, interviews with artists that we'll actually put online. Hopefully all this will pass before the closing date for the exhibition, which is in July, which means that people can then have the opportunity of physically coming into the building and seeing the exhibition.
Yeah, once the lockdown and all these social distancing measures removed, so they'll be able to see that. And tell us about the first curated participants in the program.
The four artists we have is Paola Bella, who's a local Wimba Wimba Gudinchmara artist. We have Deanne Gilson, who's from Ballarat, Tashara Roberts, and also Piara Van Spaart. And they all, in the exhibition, through the medium of photography, it's about exploring truth in the context of place, ancestral identity, cultural pride. It's about expressing themselves through photography. And in a way, sort of comes back to what we're trying to capture with the KHT Voices, which is about capturing the voice of our own people and their experience going through this period of time, which at the end of the day is quite a unique part of all of our shared history, and it's something for us that will be a resource in the future for future generations.
Claire G. Coleman kicked off the series with a story about colonization.
It's a very it's a fantastic essay that Claire's written for the website, and it's really looking at COVID-19 basically as an imported disease at the end of the day that was brought to our community, to our country, similarly like colonization as well. And then by complete contrast, the second essay we've just posted up is a fantastic senior artist, female artist from here in Victoria, who lives up in Swan Hill, Glenda Nichols. She talks about how she's managing to continue her practice during isolation, because obviously one of the big things during this time is that Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people above 50 are one of the groups at risk. And so we're all being told, I'm above 50, we're all being told to actually isolate and stay home. And so this is how she's actually dealing with isolation.
Yeah, and this could inspire others actually to see how they can overcome this situation, because lockdowns are not easy for anyone to go through, and sharing experiences actually could help others. And it's not just an artistic experience, it's our life and everyday experience we're sharing.
Yeah, definitely.
Now, before I let you go, any information we need to know, websites and other contact information, so that people can start checking out and maybe contribute to the project as well?
All they need to do is go online. Our website is koori-heritage-trust.com.au, and if they look on our landing page, there's a specific button on our landing page for KHT Online, and if they just visit that, they'll actually see all of our programming, all of our digital initiatives on that website. So I really encourage everybody to visit and really think about if they can contribute to the website as well. Like I said, we want to hear all of the voices of our people that are going through this, whether you're young, old, whatever, whether you're living in the city, in the country, regional or rural. It's really about capturing that entire voice.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.